Support for Speaking of Travel comes from Asheville Regional Airport, Western North Carolina's gateway to the world. Your safety when traveling to and from Asheville is and always will be our top priority. Visit flyavl.com for all your current travel information. Prestige Subaru, offering a variety of new and pre-owned all-wheel drive Subarus built with the zero landfill promise. All waste is recycled or reused, with more at PrestigeSubaru.com. RomanticAsheville.com. Create your perfect vacation in the land of the sky with the region's most popular online travel guide. Plan your next getaway to Asheville and the North Carolina Blue Ridge Mountains by visiting RomanticAsheville.com. Realtor Janet Oppenheimer with Nest Realty. Janet is a seller and buyer agent and a specialized senior real estate specialist serving the Asheville, North Carolina area. Visit NestRealty.com and look for your trusted mountain community advisor, Janet Oppenheimer. Asheville Farms. Unlock the potential CBD has in your life with Western North Carolina's premier supplier of high-quality hemp and CBD products. Visit their store location at 1 Page Street, Suite 124 in Asheville's beautiful Grove Arcade, and by visiting avlhempfarms.com. And by Leaf Global Arts. Leaf Global Arts connects cultures and creates community through music, arts education, and experiences. Drop by the Leaf Global Arts Experience in downtown Asheville year-round and come to the Leaf Global Arts Retreat each May and Leaf Global Arts Festival each October. To learn more, visit theleaf.org. Welcome to Speaking of Travel with Marilyn Ball. Sit back and be carried away to places around the world and right here in our own backyard. No passport required. Roam if you want to. Roam
around the world. Roam. Hi, this is Marilyn Ball. Welcome to Speaking of Travel right here on iHeartRadio 570 WWNC. And remember, you can always listen to this episode of Speaking of Travel or any past episode with a simple click on the Speaking of Travel website, that's speakingoftravel.net, and on all your favorite podcast platforms. And be sure when you visit speakingoftravel.net to sign up for the Travel Club. You'll receive travel news and helpful tips and links to stories from visionaries who are willing to consider new ideas to help us all feel happy and encouraged. And who are these people who want to contribute to a world where relationships matter, where a range of players, those quiet influencers, the activists and artifists and advocates and public communicators. Most time, these world changers are not people who are really blending in. Mostly world changers stand out. A world changer stands up, ready to make a difference. A world changer is committed to doing just that, making a change in the world. Well, back in 1995, Leaf Global Arts began as a 501c3 charitable organization. Their mission? To connect cultures and create community through music, arts, education, and experiences, and to cultivate curiosity, preserve cultures, and promote global understanding, and to embrace world leaders and change leaders. Leaf's mission came to life as an agent for positive social impact in so many ways and in so many places. And I'm here today with Erin Hartley. She's co-executive director of Leaf Global Arts. And Erin, I want to just get started talking to you. I could go on and on about what Leaf is, but you're right there on the ground floor doing it. Welcome to Speaking of Travel.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Erin, let's talk about it. I've kind of given an overview of what Leaf is about and that, you know, the mission and all these different cultural exchanges and residencies and programs. Give us a little backstory of how you even came to be a part of this incredible organization.
Well, I have been with Leaf going on 16 years now. I was living in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and there's a beautiful art scene there, but it was just too cold. So I had some friends living in Asheville and had visited here before and decided to give it a try. Not with a great plan other than working in the theater and working in the art world. And, a friend of a friend connected me to LEAF, and I didn't know a whole lot about it other than some of the stuff you just said, the mission and things that you could read on the website. And I showed up in an office at 377 Lake Eden in Black Mountain with an art portfolio. And I went into the office of a person named Lorraine, who was working for LEAF at the time. And we had this lovely interview. The whole time we were talking, I anticipated to be hired as a visual artist. We go through the interview process, and Lorraine says, "Well, we don't have a visual arts program at this time." And then I'm like, "Oh, well, that's good thing that I also teach theater." So, without even talking a whole lot about my background in theater, because she'd heard my passion and educational philosophies and so forth, I got hired to be a resident teaching artist in theater arts. So my journey began 16 years ago, teaching theater at Deaverview Community Center. And I taught theater for many years until LEAF acquired the Easel Writer Mobile Art Lab. And once we got a hold of that, I was also a visual arts teacher, and that was sort of the beginning. So I taught some residencies in schools and in a whole lot of after-school programs and at community events. And from there, I got called into the office occasionally, especially during festival times when things were really hectic. And if someone was out sick, things had to keep going. So I started filling in the office, and I got to know some of the systems. And from there, I ended up becoming the education director, overseeing the LEAF Schools and Streets program. And I was the education director for a few years. And then from there, I became the associate director. And I was the associate director for about 7 months. And I got promoted to co-executive director along with Jennifer Pickering, who is LEAF's founder. So it was a winding road to get here and a really fun one. And I think I get to have the perspective of what it's like from a bunch of different angles.
You really are on that journey, Aaron. We hear all the time about how the journey is never a straight line, how it always curves and winds, and your story here is exactly that. You just kind of took us down a river where you're making stops and it's flowing and you're going from one place to another. So really, 16 years. Obviously, so much has happened with LEAF and then going through a pandemic, and there's just so much. One thing I'm curious about, though, Aaron, you mentioned your philosophy that when you were there in the very first kind of interviews and they were kind of checking you out, and you talked about you mentioned your philosophy of art and what you were going to bring to the table. Give me an idea of what that would even mean. What was your philosophy back then?
Well, I think it's important to explore any of the arts from a cultural standpoint, which fits in really well with the work that LEAF does. So, one of the things that I was doing at the time was teaching like the same piece of theater from the perspective of many different countries. And I got some residencies in design work, and we would take a scene from a play, and I would have the students design what it would look like if this play were to happen in Japan. And let's talk about the cultural differences from Japan versus South America, and really taking that global approach to the work that we were doing in the classroom.
Well, I can tell you that is so progressive back when you think about it, even when you think about it today, with everything that's going on in the educational world as far as backing away from doing that, creating that global awareness and understanding cultural differences. When I think of LEAF and the people that I've talked to who are culture keepers, who are committed to teaching and educating, that must be so rewarding for you to know that you were doing it way back then, and now you're involved in an organization that is doing it in a time when we need it more than ever.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite things about the Leaf Schools and Streets programs is how many public housing communities we work in and after school programs. And it's really neat and very challenging also to walk in as a teaching artist to a program that already exists where they didn't necessarily sign up for theater or music or art or dance, but they're there to be in a safe place until their parents get home from work or whatever it may be. And then you have this teaching artist walking in who could be from anywhere around the world and sharing their music or their culture, their story. And I think we have a really unique way to reach kids.
Well, when we come back, Aaron, I want to pick up right there because this is so refreshing. And I know from speaking with some of the people who do go into the schools like Adama and Shinobe and some of the others that I've talked to who are from West Africa or places that I had to ask them to give me a geography lesson. I didn't even know. I'm sure most of these kids don't even know. And to be exposed to that is really amazing. So when we come back, I want to really find out more on the impact from your perspective, being there and being an educator on what is happening through LEAF. Tell us how we can get more information, Aaron, as we're listening.
You can get more information at our website, which is theleaf.org, theleaf.org. And on social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and a few other platforms.
Well, I am so happy to be here talking to you. It's always so inspiring to find out that the world has these leaders and changers and people who are making a difference one step at a time, one kid at a time, one classroom at a time. Really a beautiful thing. So stay tuned. This is Marilyn Ball. I'm here today with the co-executive director of LEAF Global Arts, Aaron Hartley, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
This is Tina Kinsey with Asheville Regional Airport, and I have a travel tip for you. I took a red-eye flight about a month ago. That means I departed for home at about midnight, West Coast time, and way past my bedtime, and arrived home early in the morning. Having taken a few flights like this in the past, I knew that sleep would be difficult. Planes are not completely dark. There are always sounds, dings, people talking, various announcements. So I learned a great tip that I want to share with you. I packed an eye mask, super inexpensive, to block light. And then I downloaded a meditation soundtrack on Spotify, which I played through my earphones the whole way home. The meditation sounds lulled me to sleep and created a great buffer to the sounds in the plane. I was relatively rested when we landed. For more information about Asheville Regional Airport, including answers to many frequently asked questions, visit flyavl.com.
Traveling to new places is good for everybody, but sometimes travel can be challenging. The good news is there are beneficial products available to help you relax and focus so your journey is stress-free and enjoyable. Unlock the potential CBD has in your life with Western North Carolina's premier supplier of high-quality hemp and CBD products. Go visit Asheville Hemp Farms at their new location at 1 Page Avenue, Suite 124 in the beautiful Grove Arcade in Asheville, North Carolina, and by visiting avlhempfarms.com.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my
Welcome back to Speaking of Travel. I'm your host, Marilyn Ball, and I'm here today with Erin Hartley. She is co-executive director of LEAF Global Arts, and I'm really excited because I'm participating now in LEAF Global Arts, doing this series, being able to bring global world changers here on Speaking of Travel. And Erin, lucky you, you're just right there in the heart of it all. And I say heart because it's such a loving place. I want to talk to you more about the Schools and Streets program, because to be honest with you, I've lived in Asheville a long time. I'm not even really familiar with what LEAF is doing in the schools. Can you kind of fill us in on that?
Sure. And I think you said it when you said it's the heart of LEAF. I think it's probably the most important, heartwarming thing that we do. And I'm so happy to be a part of it. LEAF Schools and Streets was founded in 2004 by a person named Carrie Hampton. And Carrie was a part of our board for many, many years. And she still is connected to LEAF by having residencies in her classroom. So I feel like I should just give Carrie a shout out for getting that part started for us. And it started in a public housing neighborhood in Asheville. And we had a dance teacher and then a music teacher. And then it just grew from there. But yeah, like I was saying before the break, one of our primary connection points for kids is in after school programs. So that's kind of where we really started doing that type of outreach work. And then from there, we got more and more teaching artists involved in creating residency packages and programs. And through some partnerships in the city and the county, we were able to get into schools also. So that's where the name comes from, LEAF Schools and Streets. And, you know, we try to be at community events when we're invited. And you often see, drummers with a group of people of all ages gathered around them at any big community gathering. And, we did a series for a couple years at Pritchard Park downtown. So really, we're kind of all over the place.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of outreach and opportunities for these children to be exposed to what you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about this. I've been an educator myself and do some volunteer work in the public schools, in the Asheville City Schools. And I'm just wondering, you see these kids and you see how they're engaging. Give us an idea of what you see over time now that you've had these programs for a while. What are you seeing as far as the impact that LEAF Streets, Schools and Streets has?
You know, that for us, honestly, has been one of the hardest things to track, because oftentimes we're going into other pre-established programs and kids who are there for after school or are just happen to be in a class that just happens to have a residency. So some of these students, we don't get to see year after year. And then some of them are in our community center starting at kindergarten until they age out. And to watch that growth is really, really beautiful. I will say I get stopped by people all of the time who realize I'm with LEAF, or if I am in a school meeting with someone, and to hear stories from generations of people. There's a particular teacher that I was communicating with this morning that I've now known for a few years, and her daughter had a residency when she was in fifth grade, and she ended up, because of that residency, pursuing music, and she went to school and became a music teacher herself. And I hear stories like that all the time. So sometimes, you know, we'll work with students and there'll be a gap, and then we'll run into them somewhere else and hear their LEAF story. And that's, I don't know. I mean, I've been brought to tears in the grocery store, for example, over people, you know, recognizing me from 15 years ago teaching, and now they're teaching. And just talking about teaching artists that have come to us year after year after year, who live in other countries, and yet they're some of our best friends and best teachers.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Like I said, you know, I've talked to a couple of people who are involved with LEAF and are going into the schools. And their stories, their backstories of being, you know, growing up in a very, very, very poor rural area in Africa and having an opportunity to do something different, to go to another country, to get out of that realm, to be exposed, and then find themselves now here, part of LEAF, teaching in the schools. So to know that these stories are evergreen and are being repeated and taught and is really fascinating, because that even if one child is impacted and you think of the many ripples, like you were saying, that could happen, that must just feel very rewarding. And how do you find the educators who are going into the schools?
So we have our LEAF International Director, Cherie. She's a dual citizen now, actually, of Rwanda. And here in Rwanda was the location of our first LEAF International program. So, you know, it's sort of been by word of mouth that we are connected to more and more international programs. But we go into places that already have established programs and just support them as LEAF, as their partnership, to just continue their culture. And, you know, as the world changes and times change, there are a lot of dying arts, as we know, and especially, you know, deeply traditional, important pieces of history and culture. And so dance and music are some of the biggest, and we want to provide opportunities and funding for teachers who know these traditions and can pass them on so that culture continues.
I'm really always in awe. I actually had Cherie on, speaking of travel, and to listen to that conversation, you can just go to speakingoftravel.net. There's a link there to go to where all the podcasts are living, and you can listen to that show with Cherie as she talked about, in fact, she was talking to us from Tanzania. So it was quite a wonderful interchange. And Adama was also on that podcast. So the two of them were just fabulous to talk about LEAF. And, you know, one thing, Aaron, when I think about LEAF, being a resident here in Asheville and knowing this organization from the beginning of time, practically, I still always think of it as a small group of people doing some really great big things. And yet, it sounds like your team is quite expansive. Let's talk about that a little bit.
So we have a core team of about 9 people that work in our office downtown, and I guess we've become a little more flexible. But anyway, so we have a pretty small, really hardworking group with only 4 full-time people. And then we have a roster of teaching artists, and we have about 25 teaching artists in various genres.
Wow. And you've got all the volunteers. I want to talk about that when we come back from the break about, I want to talk about your space downtown, because I know I went to visit when it was just about to open, which was about 4 years ago, because it was right before COVID. It was like going to have a grand opening, and then it was COVID and it was lockdown. And here we are 4 years later, really thriving. So I want to talk more about how that all unfolded, and also get into some of the other activities that LEAF provides for this community and for the world. So Aaron, tell us how we can get more information.
You can go to our website at theleaf.org, theleaf.org, and on all of the regular social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Well, I want to find out more. This downtown space on Eagle Street in Asheville is really amazing. It's like nothing else around. It's so unique and really important. So stay tuned. I'm talking to Erin Hartley. She's the co-executive director of LEAF Global Arts. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Whether you're traveling to points near or far or traveling on a life journey, every transition is an opportunity regardless of your stage of life. If you, a family member, or a loved one is looking to downsize, retire, or buy or sell a home, contact your trusted Mountain Community Advisor, Janet Oppenheimer, from Nest Realty in Asheville. As a senior real estate specialist, Janet will help and guide you through any life transition one step at a time. Contact Janet at nestrealty.com today, helping you find that perfect home to fit your next journey. Nest Realty.
Why not make the most of the beautiful spring season and plan your next vacation or staycation to Asheville and the North Carolina Blue Ridge Mountains? Create your perfect spring adventure in the land of the sky with the region's most popular online travel guide. Not just for couples, RomanticAsheville.com is an online guide covering a nearly 100-mile radius around Asheville, North Carolina. There are so many special places and awe-inspiring vistas around nearly every corner, and this is the perfect time to create safe and memorable adventures across Western North Carolina. Visit RomanticAsheville.com today.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my...
Welcome back to Speaking of Travel. I'm Marilyn Ball, your host, and we're here today talking about LEAF Global Arts. And it's a 501c3 charitable organization, started way back in 1995. And I'm here today with Erin Hartley. She's the co-executive director of LEAF Global Arts. And that's a big title, Erin. It's and 16 years, that's a lot of longevity there. You must have just so much fun with your team and all the volunteers and all the work that you're doing out in the community.
I absolutely love my job, and I know that I'm fortunate to be able to wake up and know that I am doing work that is meaningful in the world and that I have a job in the arts, which has always been really important to me. And I get to bring all my passions together with education and the arts and global awareness.
Well, you must have been part of the conversation over the years in regard to the LEAF Global Space downtown on Eagle Street, because that isn't something that just happened overnight. Give us an idea of how that unfolded.
So the space at 19 Eagle Street downtown was sort of a dream of Jennifer Pickering's, the co-executive director and founder of LEAF. And, you know, this, in the years that LEAF was first talking about finding a brick and mortar space, I was a teaching artist working largely in the community. And that's right around the time I started getting involved and having meetings with architects. And, you know, we worked with this really wonderful architect who she is so good at hearing the perspectives of lots of different people and bringing those ideas together and really creating their vision, their dream. And for us, it was important to have a culturally rich, inviting space. But so when I became the education director, it was sort of just before this building that I'm actually sitting in right now as we talk, I had just sort of become more involved, you know, being around daily and doing the office side of things and the overseeing of the teaching artists and programs. And we were so super excited to have a space too that people can visit us and we can share not only by going into places but having people visit us. Anyway, as you mentioned, we opened in February of 2020. It was February 14th, Valentine's Day of 2020, only to close our doors on March 13th. So we had this space open for exactly a month and then had to revamp and rework and do everything we could to survive, just like everyone else did. And we are really fortunate to have gotten through those times due to some grants and economic relief and some very generous donors and so forth. So we are back, and we have a really cool space with lots of great stuff going on.
Well, let's talk about that space. I've been over there a number of times, and there seems to be always something going on. And it seems that when you go to your website, you can see that you're always promoting what's happening. There's music and storytelling and dance and drumming, and there's so many things, and it's a really incredible space. Give us a little backstory on what that particular space represents here in our community.
So we are honored to be in such a special space with such a rich history. You know, we sit at the corner of Eagle and Market Street, in a building that has been many, many different things, but really important in the African-American community in this part of town. And I think this building's most known for being Club Del Cardo, though it was many, many things over time for the Black community. Predominantly. And it was a pharmacy for a while. It's been a market, but always it's been a place for families to hang out, you know. So families hanging out and sharing stories and having a space to be during the day, and then at night, really coming to life with a rich music scene and jazz club and fun times for adults. So it's been important to us to honor that space, and you know, in shaping what it has become. We spoke with many different elders in the community, and we've heard so many beautiful stories, you know, about people sharing when they were little or when their grandmothers were here or all of that. So that's the short version of how it came to fruition and where we are. But now we have, it's actually hard to say. I think it's like 4.5 stories, depending on who you ask and how you look at it. But we have space for classes and events and community conversations. And we have art exhibits and interactive screens. And there's so many things.
So how do you create these activities that are going on there? Because like you were saying, there are now there's an opportunity not only to go to the schools, but these kids and their families can come to you and see. Let's talk a little bit about how that whole place is laid out, because when I tell people about it, I really highlight the way that the history is there, the way you've created this beautiful space that is so inclusive. Let's talk about how you all, you know, you were talking about talking to the architects and getting the building all together, but how did you come together to create that vibe that's in there now?
Well, we are so fortunate to work with so many people from around the world that we were able to bring in stencils and fabrics and artifacts and things for sale from so many different places and have so many different cultures represented. So I think as soon as you walk through the doors, that is apparent everywhere you look. We actually, above our entryway, have a replica of the Club Del Cardo sign. And we have a whole wall dedicated to the history of the space and some of the storytellers still in our community. And, you know, we have interactive touch screens that tell you about music from all around the world. But we actually have another 3-panel kiosk that is that connects you directly with all of the international programs we have. So I think hopefully when you walk through the doors, you're immersed in a rich diversity.
It is really rich, and it's so important and needed today, because, you know, I talked to quite a few people who seriously have never left Western North Carolina. They've never gotten on a plane. For them, travel is immersing themselves in a museum or going to a place like the Leaf Global Arts brick and mortar place right downtown and being able to feel the cultures from around the world and feel like they know more and are broadening their horizons. So in addition to having this, I wanted to ask you, you had mentioned, it just kind of popped out, this Easel Rider Mobile Art Lab. Do you still have that?
We do, yes.
And what is that?
So the easel writer was initially a partnership, well, initially belonged to the city and then became a partnership, and then Leaf acquired it entirely. But it is exactly like it sounds. It is an art lab on wheels. It's a big van lined with, a big like transit van that you can stand up in, lined with art supplies and tables and all kinds of stuff. And we can, bring it up to a community event, park it, and set up a craft or an art lesson, generally from anywhere. It was an old bread truck to begin with. We've had a couple versions of the easel rider.
That is the coolest thing. And really, where else are people coming into these communities? Like you were saying, they're just in our community, there are so many different communities, and being able to be mobile and go to these different places and now actually have a place right downtown that's historical where people can come and get immersed in all that Leaf is doing. Well, when we come back, Aaron, we haven't even touched on the festivals, the retreat. I want to talk about some things that you have coming up that are exciting. So tell us again when we go to your website, navigate us just a bit. There's a lot of information there.
So our website is theleaf.org, theleaf.org, and there are tabs across the top that can tell you about events happening in our space and all of the educational opportunities that we have and our retreat and our festival.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about that so people can actually get out their calendars and put down some of these things that are happening that you're not going to want to miss. So I am here today with Aaron Hartley, the co-executive director of Leaf Global Arts. And Leaf is Lake Eden Art Festival. Is that right, Aaron?
Yep, that's how it began, Lake Eden Arts Festival, and we have sort of condensed into just Leaf
I love
officially.
it. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out more about the retreat coming up and the festival that's coming up this year and a couple of other things that are pretty exciting. So, this is Marilyn Ball. You're listening to Speaking of Travel. We'll be right back.
This is Kim Richardson with Prestige Subaru, and I have a travel tip for you. It's a good idea to have a roadside assistance plan. We've all heard of AAA, but you might also check with your auto insurance provider to see if roadside assistance is included in your policy. And certain major credit cards and wireless carriers also offer a variety of roadside assistance programs. And if you have a newer car, you may already have complimentary roadside assistance for a limited time. Subaru roadside assistance is free and standard on every new Subaru, and coverage is automatic. Service is available anytime during the 3-year, 36,000-mile Subaru warranty period. But before you take off, review your benefits so they're fresh in your mind, just in case you need them. And be sure to pack your membership card, or at least keep a picture of it on your phone. Speaking of, where did I put my membership card? Anyway, this is Kim, signing off from Subiville. Happy travels!
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my
Welcome back
hand.
to Speaking of Travel. I'm your host, Marilyn Ball, and I'm here today with Erin Hartley. She's the co-executive director of Leaf Global Arts. And Aaron, I'm telling you, there's a lot going on. It's a history lesson for all of us on what has happened and evolved over all these years with Leaf. And I want to talk about what's happening now. What's coming up? Is there anything that is like bolstering the enthusiasm and the excitement over there?
Yes. So coming up is our retreat, and you may have heard Leaf is known for having festivals, 2 big festivals a year. And when we revamped in 2020, because we had to, of course, we pulled back on one of those signature events, and we now refer to it as a retreat. So in October, third week in October, we have our huge music festival with people coming from around the world to perform and connect. That's going to be about 6,000 people. And in May, our retreat has a little bit more of an education focus. So that ends up being close to 2,000 people. So it's still going to have the festival vibe and musicians and performers from all around the world and the country. But part of that time is dedicated to learning and connecting. So we've sort of in a smaller scale, out in our beautiful grounds in Black Mountain, we've created opportunities for panel discussions and some space and time for people to connect with each other, musicians to learn from each other, and attendees to take workshops and classes. And then, they may be doing that during the day, and then the evening they get to watch the performances with more of an inside scoop. So, so education is a big part of our organization.
Well, I am actually very excited about this retreat. Speaking of travel, we'll be there live. It will be the first time Speaking of Travel is out and about. And I'll be there with three amazing world changers. And it's going to be just so much fun. So I'm looking forward to the May retreat for sure. And you can get information about that on your website, both the retreat and the festival.
Yes, at the leaf.org, THE leaf.org.
Well, part of the reason that I'm going there, that I'll be there, is my partnership with Leaf, with Speaking of Travel, because my platform is so concise with your platform, with what Leaf Global Arts is all about. So it's such a good fit. You must really have a lot of collaboration and partnerships through the work that you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, yes. One of my favorite partnerships to be able to share the story about is our partnership with the Kennedy Center. So we are a part of a program called Partners in Education, Kennedy Center Partners in Education. And that's something that the Kennedy Center started in the early 90s. I want to say, I think it was 92 or so. And we became a part in 2018. But the premise is you're pairing an arts organization with a school system. So in our case, LEAF is partnered with the Buncombe County Schools. And the main purpose of this collaboration is to help train teachers. So I mentioned earlier, we have a roster of about 25 teaching artists. And now we are working with any teachers in the Buncombe County Schools that choose to be a part of us, doing professional development that they're able to get for continuing education credits, and really trying to help people learn about arts integration. So, we know it's been proven time and time again that the kids learn through the arts. So this program has enabled us to reach people exponentially.
I guess I'm just awed by all of this, Aaron, because when you were talking about your team, what did you say? You had like four full-time people, and then you've got, this other part of the team, and then volunteers. But, having a partnership with the Kennedy Center, having a partnership with Buncombe County Schools, going into the community centers, having your downtown facility, doing a retreat and then a festival. I mean, this just seems like a lot going on. I want to give a big shout out to all of you who keep this train going. It's really pretty fascinating.
Well, thank you so much. It definitely takes a lot of heart, and I feel really honored to be able to work with the people I work with. Like I said before, I think I have the coolest job in the world, and I am very grateful for it.
Well, an organization like LEAF really has a significant role in fostering this sense of community and cultural identity. And that's something that we can, when people come to Asheville, North Carolina, they're like, wow, there's really some kind of vibe here. But I think over the years, LEAF has become an essential part of the community, providing all these opportunities for people to come together and celebrate all their shared customs and beliefs and values. It just seems that this is a pivotal organization in this community and the entire world, helping one person at a time learn so much more about breaking down cultural barriers.
Thank you. I have to be honest and say that while I feel like I should be able to give an elevator pitch about LEAF, we have our hands in so many different places that I have never really been able to explain in a sentence or two exactly what it is that we do. So thank you for summarizing it in such a beautiful way.
I'm telling you, I believe that what I said earlier is that world changers are people who, or organizations that stand out, that stand up and are ready to make a difference. That is kind of the definition of world changers. And we've got it going on right here in this community. And I just don't know that everybody is aware, because so many times the world changers are the quiet influencers, and you're in there doing your job, getting the people in the schools, bringing people from all over the world right here, having so many interactions. This is really a great opportunity. I really appreciate you coming on and telling us the backstory, giving us what's happening at LEAF so that we can all have a bigger and broader perspective and go visit downtown, go to the retreat, go to the festival, and be able to spread the love, right?
Right, yeah. And please do come visit us downtown. We are open every day but Sunday and Monday, and we bring field trips and other groups of people here too. This morning we had 36 third graders in here learning dance from India and art and blues music. And, it's a beautiful thing to be able to walk into.
And being able to walk over at the beautiful and inspiring Lake Eden in Black Mountain, to be able to go there, spend a couple of days, be immersed in all this colorful and flavorful and now educational, and be there right there at this beautiful natural reserve that is seriously, Aaron, I think one of the most beautiful places on the earth, I have to say, of Lake Eden.
It's definitely one of my favorite places to be.
And then tell us again your website.
Our website is theleaf.org, theleaf.org.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you and coming down there and being a part of what's happening in the downtown location and being out at Lake Eden. I'm very excited to be a part of that, to be inclusive in all of the educational part and talking to some really incredible world changers. And I am just wanting again to give a shout out to all the work that you're doing, that your volunteers, your staff, everybody over there is really opening the world for all of us. And thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I want to say let's be inspired to do what we can do in our daily lives to make a real, genuine difference in the world. Because remember, life is short. Don't postpone joy.